Seattle may be the home of Starbucks, the company that popularized latte drinking in America, but if a local education alliance has its way, beverages made with espresso will be just another taxable sin. Seattle's Early Learning and Care Committee is trying to get an initiative on the ballot next November that would add a surcharge of 10 cents on every cup of espresso sold in Seattle. The committee says the tax would raise $7 to $10 million a year to subsidize preschool workers and public school teachers. Dorothy Gibson is on the line with us now. She's campaigning for the espresso tax. Dorothy, what's the idea behind this?
Well, the issue is finding a sustainable funding stream. Espresso, it's simple, it's easy, and it's only a dime. And actually, it's not a sin tax. We would be thrilled if more people drank more espresso so that there would be more money to fund these very important programs for early learning and for working families.
Tell us a little bit, first of all, about what the money would go for. What would it be subsidizing exactly?
It would be going to expand an already existing subsidy program for lower-income families in the city of Seattle so that they would have access to high-quality care. It would go to expand a very successful program in the state, Career and Wage Ladder, for child care teachers that encourages them to increase their education by increasing their pay as they move up the educational ladder. So they get an education increase, they get a pay increase, and also for longevity. It would go to create a program for family child care providers similar to the career ladder and funding for high-quality preschool.
Now, I know the committee has some research that says there is a lot of support for this idea, but the Seattle Post-Intelligencer did a poll that said nearly 70% of those polled said they were opposed to the idea. How do you explain that discrepancy?
Well, I can't. In the polling that we have done, it was over 70% in support of, and people really understanding in the poll the importance of the early years in child development.
Seattle's thought to be a pretty coffee-friendly city, I think. Do you worry, perhaps, that you might alienate some people by taxing what is a very popular drink, espresso?
On the contrary, I think people should feel good about paying that extra dime and knowing that that extra dime is going to go to help fund these very important programs. There has been some folks who've had some reservations, like what's the connection between espresso and early learning? And the answer to that is that there really isn't any, just like we fund our K through 12 system out here through a lot of property tax levies.
Why not drip coffee?
An espresso drink is a discretionary purchase. Anyone who goes into an espresso shop, and I actually am sitting here with my cup of Starbucks, or even as we speak, you know, I go in, if I'm going to buy a mocha, I'm not going to look and see if it's 10 cents more, and that's going to deter me from purchasing it.
So you don't want to tax your average cup of Joe.
Right.
Well, thanks very much, Dorothy.
Okay, well, thank you.
Dorothy Gibson is on the board of directors for the nonprofit Interlake Child Care and Learning Center, and she's campaigning for a 10-cent sin tax on every cup of espresso sold in Seattle.
It's more of a luxury tax, really.